Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, you are tuned in right here to Beauty and Beats on Dial House Radio. I'm your host, Royalty. Welcome to the show, you guys. Another Sunday, another great show. If this is your first time tuning in to Beauty and Beats, we do air live every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Beauty and Beats is where beauty and music culture meet. So we like to touch on all the trends, all of the fabulous beauty tips out there, style trends going on. And also, we like to also bring in a little bit of music culture. They go hand in hand. So I hope you guys enjoy the show. And if you do, make sure that you tell other people about Beauty and Beats and make sure that they tune in as well. So for tonight's show, we're going to be talking a little bit about trends for this spring coming up for my ladies. So I'm hoping that all you ladies are tuned in, and I hope you guys are excited about spring coming up. I know it doesn't seem like it's ever going to get here, but it's right around the corner, and we all have to be fabulous and ready for the spring. So definitely tune in for the hot trends for the spring fashion 2015. I've also got some beauty news for you, some beauty tips for you, and of course, as always, Dial House Radio plays the best in indie music. If you are an indie artist out there, definitely send your music in. We're looking for all genres of music. Make sure that you submit a bio or one sheet, your promotional photos, and the MP3 of your track to dialhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. We will not view your submission if you don't have those items. So please submit all of the required items so that we can review your music and get you in rotation. Of course, now we get a lot of music submissions on a daily basis. So definitely, if you want to get to the head of the line, you want a guaranteed interview, you want guaranteed rotation on our shows, then you definitely want to make sure that you check out the promotional packages that we have available for you. So definitely go to our website, www.dialhouseradio.com. Make sure you check out the promo packages that we have available for you. And go ahead, invest in your craft, invest in what you do. It takes money to make money. And when you're an indie artist, you know, it's all you doing it. So you definitely have to, you know, be the driving force behind what you're doing. So I just want to encourage you guys to send in your music, because we are definitely looking for new hot indie artists. And we get a lot of hip-hop submissions. So I'm looking for my R&B artists. I'm looking for country. I'm looking for Latin. I don't care what your genre is. Country, just send it in. We play it all here on Dial House Radio. Go ahead and get started. I'm going to go ahead and get into our Dial House Radio announcements for you so that you know what's going on here in the Dial House. Let's cue these up right quick. And here they go.
You are tuned in to Dial House Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dial House Radio family by visiting our website at www.dialhouseradio.com. Find out the latest porn, entertainment, and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dial House Radio website. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music and video submissions in to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters, looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, DalhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Alana Evans, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Dennis Good, and Mila J. Cooking with Miss Brooks has a new name. It is now Sammy's Cocktail Hour, hosted by the sexiest chef in town, Sammy Brooks, airing live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can also catch Sammy on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Webcamming with Sammy and Sage for all you webcam lovers and ladies interested in getting into webcamming. Also coming soon, look for former porn star legend Janet Jackney to join the cast of one of our shows. And catch former porn star and the 2015 AVN Hall of Fame inductee Alana Evans as the new co-host of Benchwarmers Live, airing every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Coming this spring, Sexy and Biz returns with former adult film star Imani Rose, Launchpad Radio returns hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back premieres. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dalhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Hey, hey, hey. So we're back here. Those are the Dalhouse Radio announcements, guys. I've got my cast member on the line here, Raphael Davie. You know, he was getting all, you know, hair twisted, braided, whatever he was doing. You know, he has to be flat before he gets on the show. Raphael, you on the line?
I had to get fly before I got on the show. Yeah, you're right.
I know you can't see him, but, you know, he still had to get all fly.
How the commercial said, pretty phase, the fly is forever.
Well, what's up, Raphael? What's going on today?
Man, nothing much. I don't know. I think one of them viruses is trying to get me, or maybe I just haven't had enough sleep.
Oh, gosh, you've been partying too hard. That's what's going on.
I didn't even party this week. I've been doing work this week. I had a lot of engagements to take care of this week, so
okay,
I was very busy.
Taking care of business. I get that. So we have a caller on the line here. We're going to go ahead and pick up this caller. This caller is calling in from 302. Caller, you're on the line with Beauty and Beat.
Oh, my gosh, if I didn't text the whole world, it's Bianca.
Oh, my God,
I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's so rude because, like, I got my whole, I'm like, I'm fired or something. Like, I'm sitting here, and I text you, and I'm like, I'm on here.
Oh my gosh.
If nobody didn't hear the horns just now, that just, I just almost died trying to find Raphael's number in my contacts. And look at my mat at the same time. I'm like on my GPS and trying to dig through my phone for the numbers at the same time. I feel so multitasked. As I ride by the chief of police, I'm gangster. Okay. Throw the trap music on. I'm ready.
Oh, my goodness. So I have been looking for B forever.
Well, I texted you. I told you I had a new number, and I'm like, nobody cares. Like, I'm waiting for maybe somebody to say. Yeah, because, like, this is, like, last week, because last week I wasn't feeling well, so I text you to let you know I wasn't feeling well. I was like, and by the way, this is Bianca, this is my new number. So I'm like, I didn't hear nothing back, and I'm like, Angie usually at least will say something, and I meant to email you, but whatever, that's our laundry later. How's everybody else doing?
I was really like, wait a second,
yeah, we'll do our laundry later.
Oh, my goodness, okay. you guys. So this is Bianca. We miss her.
I miss you guys.
I'm gonna save this number like right away.
Yeah, please go.
I probably got that text message and was like, "Who is this? I don't know this number."
I just stopped at this local whatever to get a pair of headphones so I could. You know, and I'm like, I know I just spent $7 on a headphones to listen, and I could have just plugged it into my aux cord. I could have tuned in on my aux. I can't talk to y'all on my aux without no feedback. So I'm like, I'm going to keep the receipt because I got a nice set of headphones at home.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
So, B, did you have a good Valentine's Day? Because I called you, or I called the other number to wish you a happy Valentine's Day because I told you I was going to do it. And I was like, I can't get B.
Actually, I had a super fantabulous Valentine's Day, considering the fact that I was under the weather, but I had a good Valentine's Day.
Wait, you went under the
what? I actually got gifts. Like, I got a lot of gifts. I was going to say a lot, like it was Christmas. Like, it wasn't Christmas gifts. Like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? Because I've seen some people was getting, like, Christmas time gifts. But, like, I'm happy. It was nice.
Aww. Did you get to spend time with someone special?
Did you get to use the grapefruit?
Right.
Well, okay, I didn't. There was no grapefruit.
Bianca.
See? And you're glad that you saw the video. Your husband is glad that you saw the video.
We going to talk about that one off air too, Bianca.
Wait a minute. No, we can talk about this right now.
I'll say this. I didn't use the grapefruit for the Valentine's or nothing like that, but I did get to share it with, you know, it was a nice, I had a nice Valentine's Day, but no great food. It wasn't that kind of Valentine's Day.
Well, that was special. That was really, really sweet. So I've got my entire cast here today. I'm super, super happy. So today, you guys, you know, we're talking about the fashion trends for the spring of this year. We also have a little bit of beauty news. And we've got a lot of good music to play as well. So I'm going to go ahead and get into a really quick music break. We're going to go ahead and play Nuria Afonso, who's also in Zaya's sister. This is her song, Used To.
I used to know you.
All right, you guys. That was Maria Alfonso with YouTube. I want that song to go on and on and on. Like, just when you, like, get into the song, you like, yes. And then it's over with. I love that song, and it's just too short. That is Nuria Alfonso with these two guys. She is an entertainment artist. So if you like that song, definitely call up and let us know. Our number is 646-595-4038. You are listening to Beauty and Beast here on Dial House Radio. I'm your host, Royalty, and I've got my co-hosts on the line, Bianca Moore and Raphael Zavie. So before I get into the little bit of beauty news that I have, I want to go back and say we were talking about a couple weeks ago getting healthy and taking part in this whole 10-day green smoothie cleanse detox. And if you listen to that show, then you know what I'm talking about. If not, we are planning on doing the 10-day green smoothie cleanse challenge. It's going to start the first week in March, March 6th. That's a Friday. If you listen to the show, you know why I say start on a Friday. But we're going to be doing this cleanse. So to find out more information about the cleanse and to do it successfully, pick up your copy of the 10-Day Green Smoothie Cleanse on Amazon. It's like $9-$10. Pick it up, read it, and get ready so we can do this cleanse and jumpstart your weight loss. Or if you just want to detox your system and, you know, clear it of toxins, then this is a good way to do it. Only 10 days, what do you have to lose? It's supposed to help you banish cravings and, you know, get you on the right track, clean your liver and things like that. So definitely make sure that you pick up the book. Let's do this cleanse. I want to hear about it. And we'll give you more information next week as well as we get closer to the cleanse. Unfortunately, Bianca's not taking part in the cleanse. You don't have her ballerina tee. So if you've seen ballerina tee, you know, that's Bianca.
So, exactly.
Also, I wanted to also bring up the Texture Talk event that's coming up in St. Louis, April 4th, if you're in the area. If you live in St. Louis, make sure that you go ahead and pick up your ticket for Texture Talk. It is April 4th at the Embassy Suites. And if you're interested in getting tickets, then you want to make sure that you join the Facebook group for the Hair Whisperer Can Die. That's the name of the Facebook group. Join the group and then inquire about getting tickets. So it's supposed to be fabulous. And I will be there. So make sure to get your tickets for that event. I think that is about it as far as announcements go for Beauty and Beast. So, you guys, let's get into beauty news. So, have you guys heard of any good beauty news lately before I get into my little beauty news? Anything, tried anything new, anything you want to share?
Well, let me hear what you have, and then I'll chime in.
Okay. So, first in beauty news, Ariana Grande is set to launch a new fragrance in early fall around the month of September, of course. So right now I hear that Taylor Swift's new fragrance is what all the buzz right now. So Ariana Grande is set to get her fragrance out around September. So we'll see what that's all about. I'm curious to see what her fragrance is going to smell like. That's like my thing. I love stuff that smells good, and I'm a fragrance whore, of course. And so, yeah, we'll see how that goes. I guess it's like that's the thing. Is that what you do now? You come out with your album, and everybody just kind of decides to go ahead and create their own fragrance. It seems like everybody has a fragrance now.
Yeah, everybody has a boutique. Everybody has a fragrance. Everybody has a shoe line. Yeah.
I know. And now everybody has a hairline too.
Exactly. Everybody but us.
I know. We need to work on that.
We're the only consumers left.
Yeah, better get on it.
Which, if anybody's listening, I need hair. I'm getting ready to put my order in. So hit me on Twitter or Instagram or whatever if you have the hair hookup, because I am in dire desperate need.
Yeah, I hear that Toya Wright has a hairline out, and I'm like, everybody has a hairline, but hair is big business. So it's getting into the beauty, I guess, industry when you're a celebrity. That's like the next step. Like everybody, you know, like you said, has their own clothing line, hairline, fragrance line. So, you know, you're not relevant unless you do those things. And the sex tape.
Oh, yeah, that's always a plus.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that always boosts your stock. So, next in beauty
news. Some
news. I don't know.
Some leaked news.
What you say?
Some leaked news.
Right.
So, definitely, you need some of them as well.
Yep, I agree. I agree. All right, you guys. So next up in beauty news, I don't know if you guys, well, probably definitely not you, Raphael, but Black Opal Beauty introduces a new multimedia campaign called I Define My Beauty. Now, Black Opal Beauty, it is a line, and I think people sleep on this particular cosmetic line. They do cosmetic and skincare, but it is a drugstore product. You can find it in Walgreens or CVS. I think some Walmart sell it. And it is a cosmetic line that's geared towards women of color. They actually do have some really good products, and makeup artists are using their products, their foundations, especially like their True Color foundation shape in their kits more and more. So the brand is definitely gaining more notoriety. But they have launched a new multimedia campaign that's called I Define My Beauty. And this particular campaign is geared towards inspiring women of all complexions to embrace and express their unique beauty and to defy all types of stereotypes, which I think is really cool, because I think that for such a long time, people have placed what they consider beauty into a box. And so since beauty comes in all different shapes, sizes, and colors, I think this is a good campaign to launch and also to empower women. So the I Define My Beauty campaign kicks off with a video featuring celebrity makeup artist and Black Opal artistic director Meryl Hollis and other beauty professionals in New York City discussing their own definitions of beauty. And also in support of the I Define My Beauty campaign, Black Opal is encouraging women to join in the conversation via social media by following the conversation on Twitter and Instagram at Black Opal Beauty, and participate by sharing your I Define My Beauty stories using the hashtag I Define My Beauty. So I think that's very cool of them, and I think you guys, you know, go ahead and join the conversation. I think I'm going to do it myself and make sure that you follow at Black Opal Beauty, and definitely if you do participate in this campaign, make sure you hashtag I Define My Beauty. So that is like
hashtag
beauty news for this week. Huh?
I said hashtag beauty and beats for you. After I Define My Beauty, hashtag beauty and beats for you.
Yes.
We need the hashtag too.
Yeah,
right.
Hashtag
that's
game
right.
Need to be on point.
No.
Or how do you say that? Oh,
Liam.
Oh, my God.
That is just a word to tick me off.
She's like, don't do it.
Isn't there... don't the Oscars come on tonight? Tonight the Oscars?
I think it is. And I have to be honest, I have like zero interest in looking at the Oscars. It's that bad.
No, I'm the same. I just was curious. Like, so I knew about my Sunday programming. So I still haven't gotten a chance to watch Empire. What's going on there? Is it still good?
It is wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful. I am so hooked on that show right now. There's only 4 episodes left in the season, you guys. So if you have not watched the season of Empire, it will be available on Hulu for you to catch up, Bianca and Raphael. But
I watched one episode.
And is it in Hulu and Raphael?
Huh?
Is it in pull you in?
No, not really.
I can't go by your opinion.
Why?
Right.
Because Raphael, you like relationships and you need too much substance in your television programming.
I
like mine with a little bit of, with a little less substance. So
I watch things like Family Guy and all that other stuff.
Oh,
see,
God.
That's like no substance. But anyway, you probably watch Family Guy just to ridicule it.
No, I watch Family Guy because it's fun. It's funny. I watch Family Guy. I watch a little bit of South Park, Boondocks, all that stuff.
Well, it is really, really
good. I don't like a show.
Okay, I'm still gonna check it out for myself. Give it a little
Check it out, Bianca, and see what you like about it. So I happen to like shows like this. I like that it deals with the music industry, but it also has a lot of drama in it too. You know, so there's all kinds of stuff going on. It's not just the music, although they have great music and great artists in there. And of course, they have all-star appearances by everyone. So it's just a really great show. That's my opinion. But yeah, definitely you have to check it out for yourself and see if you like it. So again, it will be on
Hulu. Don't take my opinion. Because of
that,
I just don't like it.
Okay.
Watch it for yourself.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely check that out. And as far as, like, the reality TV shows go, I probably watch every reality TV show that there is. At least all the ratchet ones, I know, that I watch. But R&B Divas LA is back on, and so I'm super excited because they have a new diva on there by the name of Bray, and she's new to the crew, and I'm really curious to watch because the season just started. I'm really curious to see how she blends in with the ladies on the show. Bray was a pop rich girl. I don't know if you guys heard of Rich Girl, but I was a fan of Rich Girl, who 7th Streeter was also a part of that group, and Crystal Landry, who's now under Tyrese's name, she's also part of that group. So, Brave is branching out, doing her solo thing. She is an independent artist, and she's trying to create this album, and she's on the quest to get signed. Like, she's doing everything herself independently, and she's on the search to get signed by a major label. Very interested to see how things go for Bray. I've also been like in contact with her on Instagram. You know, she's like some of my photos. That's where it's like beauty stuff and makeup artistry. So I would like to get her on the show soon. I'd like to get her opinion of what she thought about being on the show with like Little Mo and Shantae Moore and Michelle Leigh and Lila James. I love Lila James. Anyway, I would like to get her on the show soon. So, how experience was for her. Right now, I'm not sure if I'm feeling brave. I think that's a little apprehensive, but We'll see how it goes. Has anybody watched like the R&B Divas?
No, I don't do reality TV.
I don't watch reality TV that is. Yeah, actually,
I came with y'all. I cannot. That's okay. That's all right.
I mean, it was good back like a long time ago.
It was good a long time ago.
Yeah, now that everybody's doing this, they're gonna play it out.
All righty. Well, we're gonna go ahead and get into a really quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to start talking about the fashion trends for this spring 2015. So I'm going to go ahead and play Big Sean TPE40's I Don't Fuck With You. I'm going to play that because I also want to let everybody know, whoever all is listening, that Big Sean's new LP titled Dark Sky Paradise just dropped this Tuesday. Make sure that you pick up the copy, and Dal House Radio has all copies already.
Yeah, that's all the research is about to change.
That is dropped this Tuesday on February 24th. It's called Dark Sky Paradise, of course, featuring I Don't Fuck With You by Big Sean. So we're going to go ahead and get into that track.
You, you little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch, I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I heard you got a new man, I see you taking the pic. Then you post it up, thinking that it's making me sick. I see you calling, I be making it quick. I'ma answer that shit like I don't fuck with you. Bitch, I got no feelings to go. I swear I had it up to here, I got no feelings to go. I mean for real, fuck how you feel. Fuck your two cents if it ain't going towards the bill. Yeah, and every day I wake up celebrating shit. Why? Cause I just dodged a bullet from a crazy bitch. I stuck to my guns, that's what made me rich. That's what put me on, that's what got me here. That's what made me this.
And everything that I do is my first name. These hoes chase bread, aw damn, she got a bird brain. Ain't nothing but trilling me, aw man, silly me.
I just bought a crib, three stories, that bitch a trilogy. And you know I'm rolling weed and fucking up the ozone. I got a bitch that text me, she ain't got no clothes on. And then another one text me, yo ass next. And I'ma take your ass back like I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch, I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
Got a million things on my mind, executive deals online, limited amount of time, chasing these dollar signs, and you ain't on your grind. You're liable to find me up in the MGM casino in the deep. Fucking off Eddie, I could have put on proper teeth. From the beta to murder it, my niggas put murder mission. She choosing, that's her decision. Free my niggas in prison. On the phone with a bitch who can't do shit for a pimp, but make a nigga hella rich. Got a blunt and my dental, blowing hemp in a rental. On my way to Sacramento, late night, Arsenio. I'm never sentimental, go hard or go homeless. Really, hardly a chromeless. You might end up domeless. I bet you she enemy, her cheddar she giving me. I make a bitch stand outside forever like the Statue of Liberty. Dressed in pimp sleep, underground king of the South. I raise my side phone up and put some drink in my mouth. Why you always coming around with bad news? Say you want me to win, but hope I lose. Ask them if I rock with other niggas in the crew. But them niggas cool. It's just that
bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck.
fuck. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I got a new chick that I gotta thank God for. I got a new whip that I gotta thank the lot for. Yeah, I got a lot, but want a lot more. Yeah, we in the building, but I'm trying to take it to the top floor. I swear I hear some new bullshit every day I'm waking up. It seems like nowadays everybody breaking up. That shit could break it down if you lose a good girl. I guess you need a bad bitch to come around and make it up. I guess drama makes for the best content. Everything got a bad side, even the content. Now you're drinking till you're unconscious. Feel me when you get a fine bitch, don't forget to read the fine print. Life got me meditating like I'm in the Himalayas. Keep a G with the L-it on me like the elevator. Yeah, I know that karma too real, so I hope you doing cool. But still, stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I ain't fucking with you.
All right, guys, that was Big Sean featuring E-40, I Don't Fuck With You. And I'm pretty sure you guys have said that to somebody at some point in time. Anyway, you're tuned in to Beauty and Beast right here on Dial House Radio. I'm your host, Royalty, and I've got my cast on the line, Bianca Moore and Raphael David. So, guys, are you ready for spring yet?
I'm definitely ready for it.
I am too. I'm so tired of this cold weather. I don't know what to do. Like, we had an ice storm on Friday. It was crazy. You know, it's like been bitterly cold. I can't stand it. Like, it is so cold.
Hello?
I hate going outside. Are you here? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Raphael. We hear you, hon.
Right.
Oh, okay. I didn't know y'all could hear me or not.
Yeah, next time, do a mic check next time.
I thought we were having another situation.
Hello?
Like a few weeks ago and you cut me off.
No, that didn't happen, hon.
But now, I was trying to figure out what you were saying, what was the question that you had.
You said what?
Are you ready for spring?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for spring. I mean, I actually did this weather right here, though. I mean, I get to wear what I like. But, I mean, spring should be straight. I'm ready for spring because graduation is the day. That's all.
Oh, well, that's a good reason to be ready for spring.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready for spring because I'm tired of the cold. I just need candy. So, right now it is Fashion Week, I believe, in London. So, of course, they're previewing the fall and winter fashion for 2015. And I have got the fashion news of what's going to be hot for spring 2015, which is right around the corner, of course. So there's a lot of different style trends that are going to be coming about for spring 2015. And I'm excited for some of them. I'm not really sure about some of them, but I'm going to let you guys know what's in for this spring. So, first of all, as the saying goes, history always repeats itself. So it looks like one of the first trends that's coming back for spring is the 70s style. 70s meets the 2000s. So the mood is 70s with a modern twist, hippie meets modern accent. So you use your imagination on that one. I'm not sure how I feel yet about that, but there were some pretty cool style trends in the 70s, so they are making a comeback. What do you think about that?
I'm looking forward to it because I love rompers.
Yes.
I absolutely positively love rompers. I love the long sleeve, long pants, you know, the pants rompers. And I love the short rompers as well. And the 70s is really big for the romper era. So, and I think that the bikinis were really awesome, too.
Well, I agree. I think rompers are really cute, too, and then that, the fact that they can be, like, casual or they can be, like, dressy, they're just cute. They really are.
Yeah, no cat suits, ladies. No cat suits. Cat suit is not a romper.
Right.
Okay? Let's just be clear.
That's not right.
Yeah, that's not what we're bringing back. We weren't talking about that. Put them back. I've seen a lot of ladies get ready to run to the closet. Put it down.
Right.
Bompers, yes. Your crotch is not in your crotch. Yeah, your crotch is not in your crotch. If your crotch goes all the way up, that's the wrong, I mean, that's a cat suit. No, step back.
Oh, God. All right, so that is the first thing. So next trend is romantic bohemian. So, ladies, get ready to rock your designer wedges with your beautiful pastel-colored bohemian dresses. I guess when I think of bohemian, I think of maxi.
Hair weave. Kind of. Oh, I think of hair weave. When, as soon as you said romantic bohemian, I'm like, that sounds like a nice hair.
Like a really nice
wave. I see a nice soft curl pattern there.
Right.
Oh, but it's,
you know,
okay.
You
but it's
the
I was going to say, ooh, look, who got the hair? Who got it? Where's this at? I want to try that. That's nice for the spring.
No, I can see that, though. So I saw, like, some pictures of some of the bohemian dresses. But, you know, now that you say that, that, like, hairstyle, like, really goes through with, like, the bohemian style of, you know, dresses and stuff. So, but I don't know how to really
define. I don't
want to
see that anymore. I don't want to see that anymore. Those maxi dresses and the wedge stockings, the wedge heels, no more. Ladies, no. I don't care if Cosmo said it or who said it. Don't do it. And don't tie it up on the side. That just bothers my whole entire life. When they were taking those dresses and tying them in a knot on the side and we're not at the beach, I didn't know if people was cleaning or, like, if they worked there. I was so confused.
You like, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, this is not a house party, honey. If it was too long, then you shouldn't have bought it. Like,
right. I agree. So next on the list of trends for this spring, we've got denim luxe, as they call it. Just denim in general. Denim never goes out of style, in my opinion. You can dress it up or dress it down. Whatever you do, it's definitely going to be big this spring. So say denim luxe. So I'm assuming denim kind of dressed up or dazzled up or however you want to do it. I mean, there's so many different kinds of denim. So
Angie didn't mean dazzle like bedazzled. She didn't mean that.
No.
I did not mean that. And we are not talking about matching denim, so put that down too. Do not wear the same color denim jacket with your same color denim jeans.
Right.
Don't do that. We said the 70s, not the 80s. So please don't do that either. Don't get ahead of yourself. Put that down.
Oh, goodness. All right. Next up, we've got androgynous tailoring.
And not colored denim.
Right.
The colored denim to the kids.
Yeah.
I had to throw that last thing in there. I do not want to see people. That bothers me too. No grown-ups in pink jeans.
Oh, I agree.
Lord. Red jeans. All the children come and play.
Oh, gosh. No colored jeans, people. No. Oh, gosh. Okay, so we've got the androgynous tailoring. So you ladies remember the boyfriend blazer was in style, right? So it's been remixed now for this spring. So right now it's going to be all about sleek, tailored looks, tailored pants, tailored blazers, rock your favorite sleek, tailored suits, paired up with your nice pair of heels and an updo. Yes, that would be good. So, how are you feeling about the tailoring look, Bianca?
I like it, but it's not for everybody.
No, it's not. It's not for everybody's type, definitely.
It's definitely not for everybody's type, and I hate to, I'm not going to say who's excluded, but just certain people walk away. It's like, I'll be honest, like, the tailored is really, to really pull it off and make it look nice, it's for, like, the size zero girl.
Yeah.
It's for, like, the, I mean, the super skinny, like, the zero, like, the nobody, you know what I mean, that have no shape in a
right,
good way.
No curve.
Or in a, you know what I mean? No curves or whatever. Tailored is not for the curvy.
That's
at all.
True.
Not to say, like, if you're having, I'm not saying if you're a big bone person, that's fine. But if you have curves too, like if you can definitely see where you're, you know, if you have that hourglass thing going, tailored's not for you.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not going to look right.
Unless you do it, like if you do a, see, I would save that more closer to the summertime, but if you did, like, a pair of shorts or, like, a skirt with a tailored blazer, then you can, you know what I mean? Or you can do tailored pants with, like, a tunic-style top. You can't do both, though.
You can get away with it.
You can't pair it together. Yeah, you can't. If you have curves, you can't pair it together.
I agree. I definitely agree. All right. So next up, we've got asymmetrical hymns. So I've been seeing that anyway, but it looks like the whole asymmetrical.
I'm so sick of that. Yeah, do not, let's leave that one where it left still. Let's do not resurrect that. I'm so tired of that. And that's another thing that's really not for anybody.
No,
okay?
It's not. You're right.
It's not. There's nobody. There's about maybe four people. And they were all on the red carpet, so they had like a lot of tape and airbrush and things like that going on. It's not for everybody. Like, it's not really, it's for nobody, because you have to have the right arm structure and shoulder structure to pull that off. And
yeah,
a good
you
jawline.
Do.
And a good jawline. If all that's off and your hair, you know what I mean, you can only do an updo or like a to the side. And your asymmetrical has to all be one side. Like, you got to hold your bag on one side. Your hair got to be swept to one side. You know what I mean? And then it just kind of starts looking like costume-ish, like not so much. Just stay away from the asymmetrical thing. That's
well,
not being bold. If you want to show some skin, do a mid-dress. Don't be bold. That's not a way to be bold.
Well, and the thing, too, is for the asymmetrical look for this spring, it's not necessarily the upper part of asymmetrical, it's the lower half that they're talking about as far as the asymmetrical look. So
oh,
I don't know if
work.
I'm feeling that part either.
Yeah, I don't like those skirts that go like short in the front and long in the back.
Yeah,
that's
the high lows.
Yeah, the ones that go, you know, diagonal or whatever, that's stupid. Everybody doesn't have the legs for that. It looks horrible with heels. You know what I mean? Some of the, like, really skinny girls can pull it off with, like, the little Converses or, like, the little skippy sneakers.
Right.
You know what I mean? But in a pair of heels, like, it just looks, it looks like a football player in, like, a, like somebody just ripped their prom dress or something. Just stay away.
Oh, my goodness. All right, guys. So we actually have a lot more trends to cover, but we're going to go ahead and get into another really quick break here on the show. So we've got, like, a lot more trends actually to touch on, but we're going to go ahead and get into this new artist, and I hope that I do not butcher her name. I really do. I believe it's Sheree Leary. I hope that it's a hun gun. But anyway, she's an independent artist, and this is her song, Mirage. All right, you guys, that was Sheree Marie with Mirage. I was like muted. I'm over here talking.
I didn't like it.
Huh?
I didn't like it. I'm sorry.
You didn't like it?
No, you can't. Let me tell you something, independent artist. Let me learn you something new from me, okay? You cannot, as an R&B singer, okay, sample one of the greats, like Sade, and sound like Ashanti. Okay, you cannot do that. Now, you have a nice, decent voice there. Maybe it could be a little stronger, but you cannot sample Sade, honey. You cannot do it. Don't do that. That's a
yeah,
whole body, not just her. But you cannot sample. And then, you know, you gotta, if you're going to sample something, usually you take it back to something that nobody recognizes. I'm over here, I'm singing along to Sade. Like, what is she singing? French or something? Is this a French person? I don't, what is this? This must be the Creole one right here. I'm not recognizing the words, you know? Like that song's still fresh.
Right.
You can't do that. Just can't, and you know, Sade, she's still live. Like, you can sample like Whitney Houston or something if you want to do that, because it's like a tribute. You call that a tribute. But you can't just go sampling. Mm-hmm. You know, rappers do that all the time, but R&B is a whole nother thing, because rappers, and I tell them the same thing. When you sample somebody's song, you put yourself in a position where now I'm going to compare you.
Right.
Because
that's
I'm like,
true.
Oh wait, you know, this flow or this style or this his punchline, his delivery wasn't as great as the original song. Or it's better, whatever the case may be, but you're going to be compared. And I don't really think that you wanted to get in the ring with Sade. Like, that's just, you set the bar too high by taking her song.
That is true.
So maybe
Woo!
Try that on, like, something different.
Bianca is tough indie artist, I'm just saying.
And not, look, my album drops next week. My mixtape drops next week. You know, I'm the hottest battle rapper on Dollhouse Radio, okay? Simon Cowell is my inspiration. No, but it's all in love. Like, I'm not being mean to her, you know. It's just a suggestion.
Right,
or,
but
and,
that's
and
good.
More importantly, it's just my opinion, which I am nobody, you know.
That's good,
nobody
though.
Nobody still
but,
bought
you
my
know,
shower
feedback
record.
Is good.
You know? Yeah, nobody still bought
feedback.
My shower record.
Feedback is good for the indie artist, so. I would like for, like, other people that's listening to call in, because we do play a lot of independent artists on here. Call in and let us know what you think about the songs that we're playing. And also, if you do like an artist that we're playing on the show, make sure that you, call up and request it, you know, if you like something that we're playing. Definitely.
Yeah, and if our homegirl wants to call in, if our homegirls want to call in and, you know, give me the rebuttal, that's fine as well. I meant no harm in what I said. It was just my opinion. And who am I? Absolutely, positively nobody. I cut no checks. I signed no deals. I have no TV flat, nothing. So who am I?
All right, you guys. But that's good, though, Bianca. Feedback is always needed. And if you guys do want to call in, our call-in number is 646-595-4038. We are sitting here talking about the new trend for spring 2015. It's coming up. We want to make sure that everybody is, you know, chic and that they are, you know, on trend, but also not looking crazy. So let's get back into the trends that's going on. So this one I'm not really for. This one is a really, I don't know, this is really 80s for me. Fringing.
What is it?
Fringes.
I hope you don't mean like when you sponge your T-shirt or something.
Yes.
Will you take the sponge and you sponge it on your T-shirt?
No. You know, like the little fringes.
Oh.
Like fringe on jeans or fringe.
No, we're done with that. We're done with that. If you still have a bag that you paid good money for, You could wear it.
With
all right?
Fringe
I'm gonna let you wear your fringe with it. If you still have that moccasin, you know what I mean, that leather. You know what I'm talking about? That moccasin bag
right.
with the that was fringed or whatever. And like some people had the really long fringe that came down to the ankle. Some people had it up to the
right.
waist, whatever.
Or suede jackets with a little fringe on the back.
Fringe in the back, yeah. If you still have that and you pay good money, and yes, I will tap you on the shoulder to see the label, sweetie. If you paid good money for it, then go ahead and get your money's worth. I will let you wear it to a couple of events. But other than that, do not, please, don't go out and stress yourself to buy one. The fringe stuff is over. I don't even want to see it on your moccasins anymore. Just let it go.
So I guess that's the fashion fail for this spring, you guys.
And definitely,
I'm not feeling
not
the fringes
put
either.
Not, yeah, do not put the knots at the end of the fringes either. And the fringe belly shirt, no. Don't do that either. Just stay away from the fringe. It's not for anybody. It wasn't then,
oh
and it's definitely not
God.
Now.
Now that you say that, Bianca, it's so funny because when I was looking at these trends, they actually had a picture up there, and it was a shirt with the fringing at the bottom with the knots in it.
Exactly. Yeah, so let me just, okay, I need to, this is what I need to do real quick. I just want to remind people of something really quick. So, we're talking about the 70s, right? The 90s,
right.
2000, 2010. Okay, so we're talking about, what is that, like 44 years ago? Is that about right? Is that about
yeah,
right? Okay.
Right.
So I just want to make sure, you know, my math is right, you know. So we're talking about 44-some years ago. We're just going to say 40-plus years ago, okay? You ladies
mm-hmm.
are not shaped the same way they were back 44 years ago. Look at a picture of your mother back in her time or whoever, you know what I mean? Whatever family member,
mm-hmm.
woman family member you have from back in them days, look at her picture and look at yours. It's not the same. So what she could pull off, because they was all slim back then. They
right.
was all slim. All the ladies back then were slim. Slim was in.
That's true.
You know, you had your big body girls, and your big body girls was doing the natural thing. You know what
right.
I mean? And then you had
right.
the slim ladies were doing, like, the more, you know, they were playing around with colors and the belts and the fringes and, you know, letting their stomach hang out. Because all this
right.
was, like, new and, like, that was kind of living on the edge. You know what I mean? That was edgy. And, you know,
right.
the bigger ladies, they knew not to, you know, you don't put that stuff out. But whatever. So that was 40 years ago. Your body is not, you know, the people are bred different now. Like, just the way everybody's metabolism, I don't know what's different, but it's just not the same. So just don't do it. Because it worked then, it will not work now.
Yep, I totally agree. So, yeah, no fringing. I'm not with that either. So next on the trend list is gingham patterns. So that's like, I guess, plaid, I guess, type of pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'm really feeling that. Like, I can call it the, I guess, picnic table pattern.
In the spring, no. And that always looks cheap. I don't care who it's made by. That picnic table pattern, that red and white, always looks cheap.
Yeah, it does.
And when you think of plaid, you automatically think of, like, burlap. You think heavy, you think thick. You know what I mean? That's nice for, like, the holidays, like, for the cold weather. That's when, like, the plaid comes into play. It's not really, I don't think plaid and spring are really two words that go together. But I'd have to see something to be like, oh, okay. Because plaid
right.
and cotton, I've never seen a plaid, you know what I mean, a plaid cotton.
Right.
Like, anything that's plaid that has, like, that sort of pattern is usually, like, either a felt or, like, a, you know, it's like a soft.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not that, it's not cotton. It's not plain cotton. And I think spring is about cottons and, you know what I mean? It's, like, about thinner materials. And plaid is just made to be printed on something heavy.
Yeah,
maybe
like flannel or something.
Yeah, maybe a coat. You could do, like, if you have a thicker jacket and it's flat or something, maybe you, that's how you're feeling. But I don't know.
That.
I hope you, if you put the picture up, maybe I'll be like, okay, that might change my mind. But what I'm seeing in my head, I'm not feeling like that's
it's not working.
Yeah. I feel like you're just going to look out of season.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know what you're saying. I looked at the patterns. I'm not really big on plaid anyway. I don't know. It's just weird for spring, I think. So, yeah, I'm not feeling that one either. So let's see. So next we have is luxurious suede. Suede for the spring. What do you think about that?
No, you're going to look like
no.
Who was that at the BET Awards in L.A.? You know what I mean? Who was that that was in L.A. hot as hell on the red carpet in leather?
Right. Leather, right. Who was
yeah,
I know.
So
I remember.
So that's exactly whoever that was. If you were listening to that show, whoever that was, that's what you're going to look like. Like, that's another thing that's out of season. If you have something suede and you're, like, holding on to it because you read somewhere that it was for the spring, rock it now and let it go. Even though, like, suede now really is not, I don't think suede right now is a good way to go. Like, I don't know what you could have that's made of suede that you think you could wear, but a suede piece of clothing, no.
So
suede
on
is
the
for,
right
like, a suit.
Yeah. So, like, on the runway, they had, like sleeveless suede, short midi dresses, like, in, like, different colors, like the green suede or the orange suede.
Okay, time out. All right, this is, like, a really quick sidebar real quick, okay, because this is radio, so everybody can't see what's going on right now. Do you remember the white boy, the little young white boy? And they had made, like, the little video of him, and he was, like, doing dancing. Like, he's, like, a Lady Gaga
right.
fan. And he was doing, like, the Vogan, and he was making that face at the other little kids, no. like, ew. I think his name was, like, Jordan or something. You know who I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah.
I think everybody knows who I'm talking about. Those are the faces that I'm making right now as she's talking, just so everybody knows. Okay, continue, Angie. I wanted us all to be on the same page. Okay.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to put these pictures up, you guys. So I am gonna tweet out the pictures of these, you know, examples of these different trends that are supposed to be hot for this spring season, so you guys can see them for yourselves. But yeah, definitely luxurious suede is definitely on that list.
What is non-luxury suede? Maybe. You know, because you said this was on the red carpet, so maybe this is a different type of looking suede than I'm accustomed to, because there's nothing luxurious
about
it.
It's on the runway. It was on the runway.
Okay, on the runway. Okay. Yeah, well, there's nothing, you know, runway about my broke ass, so maybe there's something that, maybe they ain't got the same kind of suede I got. Let me just stop making my faces.
Girl, I don't know, because it looked like the same kind of suede I've seen, the same kind of suede I've got, so I don't know.
I just wanted to throw that out there because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. You know, maybe grow this that luxury suede. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, I'm apologizing.
Oh, my
God. But keep that suede on your feet.
Right.
on your shoulders. Okay. Not put it on your back. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Angie. What's the next one?
So we also have next on the trend list is 40 sheets. So sporty chic is next on the list of trends for this spring. I'm not really sure how to describe sporty chic. I mean, I guess you can always be sporty and chic, I suppose. I'm not really sure. What are you thinking about that?
What? So sporty chic has something to do with your age? I'm confused. What's that? What's sporty chic? What is?
I'm not really sure what they consider sporty chic. Like, when I was looking at the runway look, you know, I saw, like, tennis dresses. I don't know.
Because I know they wasn't wearing that in the 40s. Yeah, I know they wasn't wearing that. I know tennis dress, not in the 40s.
So, I'm not really sure where that one fits in, but I mean, how would you describe sporty chic? So if someone says, Bianca, what would you describe as a sporty chic outfit? What would you say?
As Angie.
Oh, hell.
I would say, hold on, I'm going to call my homegirl Angie. She knows. Hold on.
Like, I don't know. Like, I can't even begin to know, like, what is 40 chic. Like 40 chic to me, I guess, would be like you were saying, like, maybe the shorts with a little blazer or something. I don't know.
But they didn't, you know, like in the 40s, that's when it was, like, you know, prim and proper, like, keep everything covered. So I know it wasn't no shorts, you know what I mean? Not no short shorts jumping. Not in the 40s. Because the 70s is kind of when that liberation hit. The 60s and 70s is when that liberation hit. And you know what I mean? Some cleavage was coming out. And the, you know what I mean? That's when that stuff became popular. So 40s was still kind of the thick stockings. You know, I don't know. So I couldn't. I would just say call Angie on that one.
Angie does not know what the hell to tell you on that one right there. I am not really sure about that one. I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and check out that one, because that one is a little, has me puzzled on that style. We'll come back to that one. So next in the trance is skirt layering. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm not feeling the layered skirt look. Like, I can't see myself wearing a layered skirt.
Well, okay, I'm thinking if you're talking, like, layered in the sense of, like, a slip, and then, like, or if you have, like, what do you call that? Like a ruffle?
Uh-huh.
A slip, a ruffle, and a skirt, then I guess that's a layer. You know what I mean? But just to put, like, a skirt on top of another skirt, that's kind of, you're just going to make yourself look big and frumpy for no reason.
Yeah, see, I've got the feeling this is not, like, a slip and a skirt. This is, like, literally, you know, layered skirt on top of skirt. So I think that's a little weird.
Yeah, let's leave that one alone.
Man, they were doing good at first, but these trends are slowly going down here. Right, completely. All right, let's see what else we've got here. So we've got khaki tone. Khaki's good, I think, for the spring.
I think khaki's okay. However, I'm going to tell you why I personally stay away from khaki. I have, like, two pairs of khaki shorts, and I want to say I have, like, a khaki skirt or something like that. However, you do not wear your khaki to the Walmart. I don't know if they have Walmart in your part of the world, but people will ask, do you know where something is at? Khaki gives people the wrong impression. They think you work there. Wherever you go, they think you work there, or they think you're a student.
I smoke the Newports.
I get carded when I have the khaki on because they automatically think, because what do you wear your khaki with? You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you're just throwing it on as something to do, what do you automatically throw it on with, like, an Oxford or a polo or, like, some sort of button-down shirt, which automatically makes you look like a student or a Walmart worker. So, you know what I mean? If you're going to do the khaki, that's fine, but stay away from the blue. Do not wear it with a blue top because everybody's going to assume you work at Walmart.
That's true.
Or in bed, and don't do a red top either, because then you look like you work at Target.
That's so terrible that you said that, Bianca, because I happen to like red and khaki together.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I will not. I'm not chastising anybody for the look. You know what I mean? It's fine. I'm just giving you a warning. If you do it, just be prepared. That's what happens. Everybody thinks you work there.
That is hilarious. But you are absolutely right. That's true. Man. All right. So next on the trend list, we've got, let's see, how many more trends? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more trends here to go through. So next is Heavenly Lace. Lace is making a comeback for the spring.
What are we thinking about next?
Well, I see. Let me tell you this, too. Okay, and I hate chicks that do this. Okay, but I'm gonna say this. I've seen it already, and we're only in the middle of. You know what I mean? We're in winter, and I see a lot of you chicks pulling out the complete lace dress, like it's a total lace dress that you got from somebody's boutique off of Instagram.
Right.
And it's dead ass winter. All right, and you're walking around in the full lace dress. So I've seen that this lace thing is coming back. I don't know. Lace was always a safe go. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm interested to see how many more lace pieces there will be or what else, you
right.
know, what and where else they'll incorporate it because lace has never died. Like, you can always find, like, I have a few core pieces in my closet that are just lace. Like, you know.
Right.
Because it never, I don't think lace has ever died. So, but it's not now. I'd like to, you know, reiterate the fact that we're talking about spring fashion, not the now.
You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, and I hate to say this because I love my cousin dearly, but definitely we were out shopping in the store and she saw this lace dress and she was like, I want to get that. I was like, but it's cold. It's winter. Like, I don't know.
Like, it's just...
And the entire dress was lace, and I don't know. I didn't like it, but, you know, hey.
It's nice because you could layer something underneath it.
Right.
Like, it's doable, but that's not what these girls are doing. But, you know what I mean? It's definitely...
Right.
I can see... I know that once it gets a little warmer out, it is going to be the thought accessory of... You know what I mean? That is going to be the thought outfit of the day. You know what I mean? There
right.
will not be an Instagram selfie that does not include the lace dress. It's gonna become a new pose.
What you know? What
it's
now
not
I'm
even gonna be called a selfie anymore. It's gonna be called the lace dressy. You know what I mean? It's not. People are gonna
right.
run them into the ground the same way they ran the tights into the ground.
That is so true. Oh my God. Get ready, people. Get ready.
Yeah, so beware of the lace. If you're going to do the lace, any ladies with a little bit of anything to them, dress up your lace. Don't dress it down to stay ahead of these bodies.
Oh, God. All right. So I think we're going to go into another really quick break here before we get into, like, the rest of the categories. So we've got 5 more categories to go, you guys, before we get out of here. And poor Raphael, he had, like, a headache, so he's, like, gone. He probably was like, I'm tired of you help us talking about fashion. So,
I was wondering what happened, but I'm like, I guess at what point can he really chime in?
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to get into a really quick break. We will be back, and then we'll finish up our last 5 categories of the trends for spring 2015. So we're going to go ahead and get into some Carla Page with her song Supernova, you guys. So this is Carla Page with Supernova.
But I know you miss the old me. Boy, I have so much.
All right. That was Carla Page with Supernova. Carla is one of our spotlight artists here at Dollhouse Radio. So if you like their song, please let us know. You feel free to request it on any of our shows here on Dollhouse Radio. And if you're just tuning in, we've got about 9 minutes left in the show. You are tuned in to Beauty and Beast here on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Royalty, and I've got my co-host on the line, Bianca Moore. We are wrapping up the 2015 trends for spring. It started off great, you guys, but it has gone left. So we're hoping that these next 5 trends are a little bit more promising, but I don't really know. So, Bianca, we're going to go ahead and pick up where we left off. So we just talked about lace being in for spring 2015. Next is sultry transparency, the see-through look. I like that. I think that can be sexy, but I think that some people, they take that to another level. Like, they're, you know, like everybody should not have on see-through anything.
Yeah, I think with the nylon look, with the nylon see-through, you know how you have, like some shirts that have, like, that nylon?
Right.
That has a see-through, you know what I mean? It might have, like, some cutouts of that with that nylon material. I think that's sexy. I do not think that outside of the bedroom, fishnet, not sexy.
No.
Again, like the lace can be, you know, lace can be see-through at times, and that is sexy, but I like it more so in like a cutout. Where if you're going to do like the see-through, if you're going to do something transparent, it's always nice to layer it with like a blazer or, you know what I mean? You don't show everything at the same time. That's what I was taught. If you're going to have your girls out, you make sure you wear like a loose-fitting bottom. If you're going to have your, you know what I mean? If you have a tight-fitting bottom, then you wear a looser top, you know? So if you're going to show off, you know what I mean? If it's going to be see-through in the top, then cover it, you know, put a blazer on or something like that, or layer it with something underneath, like a cami or a tank or something like that.
Right, definitely. I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. And I know that people are going to take this way left when they try to do this, because I've already seen, like, the see-through look, and it's been, like, really bad and ratchet. So I'm hoping that no one messes
with that. And everybody, the other thing, too, I think the problem is, like, what I have a problem with is, like, I like that. I do encourage for people to, you know, embrace their look and, you know, the beauty within you and what you find to be whatever, but like some people, you just don't have the body for see-through.
Right.
You shouldn't show that off. You know, if you want to show that off to somebody, that's fine. If your husband loves it, then let him love it in private. That's not something that you bring out for the camp, you know?
Right. I agree with that, and just for people to be mindful to that. Just because, you know, as we say that, like, it's not for everybody, that doesn't mean you can't dress and be sexy. It's just that people need to be a little bit more mindful of how they're wearing things. You know, you can be look nice and sexy and, you know, in the right type
people
of
are
clothing.
Quick to pull out, like, oh, well, you know, Amber Rose did it, or Kim Kardashian did it, Nicki Minaj did it, or something like that. And yeah, that's because they had a lot of work done that they can do it.
Right.
So it looks, you know what I mean? It looks, it may have looked, you know, it may have been sexy when they did it, or tasteful in a tasteful way. But, you know, all their, everything they have is sitting up. And any stretch mark that they don't have is hidden. You understand what I mean? So, like, everything is mixed and tucked away. So, yeah, everything looks perfect. So, yeah, they did it, and they got away with it. You know what I mean? It's just not for the real world all the time. So it's just, I think everybody should be mindful of that.
Right.
Like, that is a look for the spring, but it's not for us.
I agree. So next on the list. Look, next on the list is flare pants. So I guess to me, when you say flare pants, I think bell bottoms.
I think of boot cut. I think of, you know what I mean? All that now. No.
And I kind of feel like, to me too, with flare pants, I don't think if you're thick, especially like in the hips and the thighs and the butt, and all, I don't think flare pants does you justice. I don't.
Yeah, it's just, no. Flare pants do nobody justice. unless you have, like, the all the way, like, the ones that bell from, like, the thigh all the way down.
Right.
Like, that flowing, you know what I mean? The one that just, like, kind of flowed.
Flared, right.
You know what I mean? That started all the way from, like, the, seriously, like, from, like, the crotch all the way down. It just flared out.
Right.
That, I think a lot of people can pull off. I'm not saying to do it, but I think that's more the flare that, at this point, that a lot of people should be going for.
Right. I think that looks a little bit classier, too, so.
Yeah.
All right, so next on the list, we've got ruffles and frills. I don't do ruffles. I can't. I'm sorry, you guys. It makes me feel like a little girl, so I'm so not in support of the ruffles and frills, but, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I'm not feeling that one.
Me either. I'm going to have to go with you on that one. Not at all.
Yeah, no, don't do the ruffles, people. Next up, we've got Japanese motif. So the Japanese Asian-inspired type look for this spring.
Not them sandals. They wasn't talking about them little solid sandals that you was getting from the hair store. They was not talking about them. So do not slide them slipper things on your feet. Thank you. Now, I do think that still will be a nice look. I do things like the kimono style, because I saw this and I was thinking about it for myself. The kimono style, actually it's not even kimono style, but the Asian style, it's like a robe that does like this crisscross thingy.
Right.
And then it has like the waist belt kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
When they have these, and I saw it, it was like for a fuller figure woman. Like, I'm not going to tell you where I saw it, but I saw it somewhere I probably shouldn't have been looking. But I was thinking, what if I took it and did it as a dress?
I think that could work, yes.
I think so, too, because I think that it'll be, you know, flattering enough that it'll be sexy but still cover enough. So, but anyway, that's what I'm thinking they need when they say the Asian insider.
Yeah. I think so, too. So they have, like, some, you know, they have some cute things on the runway for the Japanese motif. But, yeah, I like what you were saying. And, you know, you just have to be creative with these different styles. I mean, some of these styles I just really am not for. But it's about being creative and doing things that really fit your body type. So, yeah. And the very last trend for this spring, I laugh because I don't know what Bianca will say about this. It is high shine metallic.
Mm-mm. Unless you're like 10. Yeah, if you're 10, go for it. Rock out. Go ahead, my little young girl. Get your sparkly, get your little sparkly lip gloss and your, you know what I mean? Your little butterfly clips and all that stuff and rock on. But a grown woman, don't do it. Don't do it. It makes you look fatter. You know what I mean? The sun keep reflecting off your pants, cutting off people's eyes. No, don't do it.
Mm-mm. Oh, gosh. Wait, I knew this was going to happen. When I put that on the list, I said, oh, hell.
And I hate when people do that. I used to hate that when I would see people in that because they would have, like, the high, like, it would be, like, that metallic gold or something that was, like, sprinkled in their jeans.
Right.
And then they will have on silver jewelry. And that used to just bother my life. Because technically you have on silver. Yes. You have on silver pants, technically. You know, if you was in an accident and we had to call and describe to your mother, we're going to say, she has on silver pants, ma'am, and, you know, gold fucking jewelry. Like, that is, you just stay away from that metallic stuff. And not with that metallic. You remember how they had, like, the big globs of metallic, like, silver or gold, like, splatter paint type of thing going on? You know what I mean?
Yep.
It was, like, big, thick glob of it. No, don't do that either, people. They weren't talking about that either. I promise.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, stay away from the high-shine metallics. That's all I have to say. That one I'm not really feeling either. I agree totally with Bianca on that. But there you have it. Those are the 2015 spring trends for this season. So have fun
with it, be creative, and, you know, make sure you dress for your body type is all I have to say. We have come to the end of this show, you guys. It is already 8:30 Eastern time, and we are about to sign off here. I want to tell everybody to make sure that you follow Beauty and Beast on Twitter at Beauty and Beast for you. That's at Beauty, the letter N, Beast, the number 4, and the letter U. I don't know why we didn't pick a simpler Twitter handle. That was my fault. Sorry, guys. But make sure you follow us on Twitter. We'll have an Instagram soon. And make sure you follow me on Twitter at AMR Artistry. Bianca, you want to give us a Twitter handle?
Sure. It's at Bianca Moore, BIANCAMOOREXXX.
All right, guys. We are about to get out of here, and I'm going to go ahead and close out with a little bit of Fifth featuring Busta Rhymes and Buck Calhoun with Big Dreams. So we will see you guys next Sunday. Have a great evening. Bye.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these
like,
big rings.
Nah, niggas be hoping that this type of shit ain't true.
Niggas be hoping that I stop fucking their ass up soon. Well, that shit ain't happening no time soon. Paper Rock Conglomerate, yo. Now watch me fuck shit up again until the dance starts.
Damn, son.
So many zeros in my checks, can you imagine when I cash one? Pass some of them bottles around like we imagined. Pardon my team for pulling up in couple Aston Martins, and I'm farting and I'm shitting on you niggas like, look where we be starting. Till you niggas get it right, bottles full of arson. Sorry niggas need a light, prior to the heat I might lock shit down a little. From stepping in the spot, I hope you don't mind, disrespect it. These bitches call me Dolce Rhymes, and you don't say I'm the pressure you don't mess with. Press up on you niggas, turn your face into a press kit. Yeah, you heard the messenger, get with the commissioner. Hot shit, that's why I walk with a fire extinguisher. Double shot of Tron, should be calling to the Dillinger. 40 carat yellow diamond, pinky ring will kill him, bro.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. I play ball. Watch me do my thing. I'm like Gold Bugs McDonald. All these carrots in my brain. Sierra Leone stones. That cost a small fortune. But it ain't nothing to a general when he's bossing. Coming down the lane with rings. They never seen me and my team. We getting cream and looking so clean. You would think I was a player, Jabob, dude, Kareem.
Woo!
Hitting bands fast is part of my routine. Yeah.
You would think I play ball.
The way I do this, I'm ball the way I do this. I'm painting the town, riding. See me stunting in my new whip. Mashing on the gas with a pocket full of gas. They thinking it's D-Wade when I'm rolling down the Ave now. It's the go-getter, get more cheddar, general, but cow, so much numbers in my ledger, I could get a big ring for every day of the week. I got my jeweler like a doctor on call. You would think I play
you
ball.
You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. For these play ball for these big ring.
I put in work for these big rings. You gon' need a black card for these big rings. Tight words, got your boy rocking iceberg. Julie hitting up my iPhone first serve. I ball like Doc Julius Earth. And when I shoot, I'm ahead, call me Larry Bird. I'm a legend in anything that you did already. In other words, everything you say in the cemetery. A ball spin it, 20 years I did it. I'm the whole mansion. Nigga, you just shitting, you could catch me in the club. With my diamonds so loud, DJ can't play like, nigga, turn your shit down.